Want your boss to put some real action behind the rhetoric when they talk about making your workplace more inclusive? Find out how to hold their feet to the fire to demand diversity on the Diversity Dude Podcast with Reg Clark.
All right, y'all. So, y'all know that race tends to be a component of everything that is done or said or reported. Seems like race is part of every facet of life. I kind of talked about that in my last podcast. What I wanted to talk about this podcast is about being an ally. So how do we address some of these issues, or how do we stand up or be an advocate or a proponent for doing the right thing? I wish it was just doing the right thing, period, because doing the right thing trumps anything that has to do with race or gender or ability. But unfortunately, doing the right thing doesn't always prevail. So we need people who can be advocates, who can be allies. And we're going to talk a little bit about that on this podcast. I think the first thing is before we talk about how to be an ally, is this is not just being an ally for race. I mean, I do talk a lot about diversity and inclusion, and I talk about diversity and inclusion in workplace settings. But today, this is going to be something that applies to a much broader audience, a much broader group. I like to call this being an ally from the playground to the boardroom. So this is something that you can teach your kids. You can talk to family members. Anybody can be an advocate. Anybody can be an ally for others that are in need. So anybody who may be marginalized or tend to be picked on or bullied, whether it's because of the way that they look, their ability or inability, their race, their gender, their sexuality, anybody can step up and step in and say, wait a minute. Stop. This doesn't make sense. Let's do the right thing. So I'm going to go over a few things about how to be an ally or how to become an ally. And the number one thing, to become an ally, you have to be authentic. You have to be real. And if you don't know how to be authentic and real, or you're unsure about being authentic or real, by the end of this podcast, I hope that you pick up some things that will help you on your journey to becoming an ally. Allies are important because these are the individuals who tend to be probably within the inner circle or within the power group, and no one can speak truth to power better than those that are already aligned or already accepted within the power structure. So, again, I'm being very general. Short podcast, but I'm going to try to get through this and hopefully give you some things that will help you. So number one, again, is being very authentic about being an ally. Not being an ally because it's the end thing to do or it's the topic du jour, but being an ally because you truly believe that people should be treated fairly, that people should be treated in the right way, that there is a bar that applies to everyone, that this is not about individual races, but I know this sounds hokey, but it's real. This is about the human race. This is about all of us being in this together. So you have to be authentic. Not, I've seen, for example, to use another situation where an individual may give a homeless person money or give a homeless person a meal, and then they post it on social media with themselves, a picture of themselves giving this person a money or a meal. To me, that appears to be less than authentic. If you're going to do it from the heart. I've even seen on some social media websites where an individual is given a job, and there's this post with the individual that was given the job and the person who was in the position to give that person a job. And all they do is talk about, I found this person and they were this and they were that. So again, that comes across as less than authentic. If you're going to do that, make sure that you tell it from the individual's viewpoint and not your own viewpoint. So if you're not sure about how to be authentic, let's talk about some things that can help you in your authenticity on this journey to becoming an ally. Again, this is from the playground to the boardroom. This can apply in any situation where someone else needs to be advocated for, or and they need someone that can be a friend to them. So that's another thing right there. So we've gone from being authentic to really having real friendships with individuals from different backgrounds, different groups. Make sure that your circle is inclusive, that your friendships are inclusive of people from different backgrounds and walks of life, as well as in your professional life, making sure that you have an inclusive professional life. It's the first step to being an authentic ally. So once you become comfortable with having a very inclusive circle, then you can have some real dialogue, some real conversations that tend to be less emotionally driven and driven more out of concern and care for one another. What can we do to help each other out? How can I help you as an ally? What is a day like for you when this goes to, or something happens, let me check back with you and see what's going on? And then because we have a genuine relationship, there's trust there, and two sides can really talk to each other openly and then put the emotions in the background. So the other part is, do your research. Learn about why you're going to be an ally. Learn about the issues that you want to champion, whether it's human rights, whether it's women's rights, whether it's gay rights, whether it's advocating on behalf of those with different abilities. Learn why it's important to be an ally, because in all walks of life, we need individuals that are credible. And so without being credible, then we're not accomplishing much. So do your research, do your homework, learn why it's important to champion a cause. And no one expects you to champion all causes, but champion a cause that's important to you, that's near and dear to you. Listen to other people's opinion. Next step is to listen to others that are different from you. What do they have to say? What's important to them, and why is it important to them? What do you agree with? What do you not disagree with or not understand that you need to gain more understanding with? Doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything, but you have to find those things that you're willing to say, okay, this is something that I find important, and this is something I can get behind and that I can champion. In your own space, feel comfortable talking and being an ally. And that, what that looks like is, if you're talking to very close friends or family or loved ones that, you know, you can basically speak your mind and there's no repercussions, that's a great place to practice, you know, being an ally, advocating for other individuals. So that gives you the opportunity to just stand up inside your own social circles and speak out. And then that hopefully will give you a chance to hone your message so that when you're talking to others, whether it be someone at work, someone at your child's school, you can fine-tune your message and make sure that you're comfortable in the way that you project yourself with this message. And then by speaking out loud, sometimes you kind of understand what not to say as well, which is just as important when you're being an ally, is knowing what not to say. The idea is, when you speak up, it doesn't always have to be on the spot. It could be after the fact, where you may talk to the person who may have done the offending and talk to them in a less targeted way, so that they don't feel as though they're being called out for their behaviors, where you have a chance to talk to them in private and say, hey, let's talk about this. I didn't really appreciate what I saw out there or what you did. It made me feel uncomfortable. And the more you do that, the more you're going to start getting comfortable with it. And that's the whole thing is, if you're going to advocate, if you're going to be an ally, you have to be comfortable doing it. Not everybody can do the work of an ally, but anybody can do the work of the ally. So you have to make yourself comfortable with the idea of doing it. And don't think that you're going to be perfect at doing it. I happen to be African-American. I don't always get it right, even when I'm advocating for people that look like me. And that leads me to another very important point. Whatever you do, you not ask any one individual to be a spokesperson for their entire group. And you're not going to be able to advocate or be an ally to an entire group. This is a situation where it's very fluid and you're advocating for a person in a situation. You're being an ally to a person or a small subset of a larger group. So you're going to make these mistakes. I still make these mistakes. Learn from these mistakes. Give yourself forgiveness for those, as I'm sure that the people that you're being an ally to will also give you some room. We're all on this journey together. We understand that sometimes, even when we're trying to do the right thing, we might make mistakes at it. The other thing is make sure that you allow platforms for the individuals that you are being allies for, or for the individuals that you're advocating for. Make sure that you provide platforms. Point out the positives. Anytime that they have an opportunity to speak for themselves, let them speak for themselves. So it's easy for an individual to stand up and say, I'm here on behalf of so-and-so, and this is right, and this is that. Well, if that individual is sitting right there, you have an opportunity to give them a voice. You have an opportunity to give them their own bullhorn, so to speak, so that they can speak out for themselves. I think the last thing I would say is be present. If you're going to be an ally, an authentic ally, and I think that's what I really like right there. It's not just an ally, but being an authentic ally, is that you want to be where you need it when you need it there to really champion. Sometimes it's support and it's playing the background, and sometimes it's being out front and doing some blocking and tackling and making sure that you help individuals who may not have the resources or the access to resources, that you can pave the way, that you can have the tough conversation with individuals who may be in the majority of whatever that situation is. Again, today I'm going broader than race, but I'm talking about any walk of life that may be disadvantaged or marginalized, that we all have an opportunity to speak up and to have a voice, to be present, whether it's volunteering our time, whether it's volunteering our resources. I once had a friend, he's an attorney, and I was talking to him one day, and he said, I'm doing some very expensive pro bono work. And I thought that was pretty funny because I knew exactly what he meant. His time was valuable, and he was doing some pro bono work because it was the right thing for him. But he realized that the value of his time was something that he was more than happy to give. So, again, be present in there. I hope that this might spark something in you or get you to start looking further into what it means to not only be an ally, but an authentic ally. As always, I appreciate you listening, and I hope that we always keep this conversation moving forward.
Tune in each week as Reg Clark shows you how to demand and implement diversity and inclusion at your job. To hear more, check out his previous shows on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.